Hello, I am Nimja, and this is a story reading, the story called My Pet. You arrived yesterday, jet-lagged and all, and besides a nice shower I knew I would not have any time to share with you yet. But I had a plan, a lovely plan, and there was a glint in my eye as I put it in motion. Now, I had done a fair bit of hypnosis with you. Everything I was going to do I could have made so much easier just saying a trigger phrase. But that wouldn't be fun. It would be fun to see you truly go beyond your normal self and surrender to this part inside of you that not only wanted to submit, but needed it. Craved it as much as your body needed breath. But we would see. We would certainly see how far it would go. I woke you up not too late in the morning. It was about 9-ish. The rest of the house had mostly awakened and taken care of itself. I knew you needed the extra hours of sleep, and with what I was going to do today, that rest would come in handy. Upstairs, standing next to your sleeping form, I took out the earbuds that were still playing my instructions, smiling at your sleeping form, and waited until you woke up. Blinking eyes, slow realization of where you were, strange room, strange house, strange. Sir! The seconds it took for your mind to catch up with who was standing in front of you were adorable to behold. You turned your body towards me, unsure of what to do. Waiting for my commands, my words, anything. Good morning, my pet. A quick smile on my lips. Undress on the floor on hands and knees. Yes, sir. It only took a moment for you to sit up and pull the shirt over your head. A shimmy of your hips and your panties joined your shirt next to you. Almost gleefully happy, you let yourself roll off the bed and get on the floor, hands and knees, like a pet, like a cat or a puppy. Owned, happy, safe. Follow. Just a simple word, but it meant crawling on the floor like an animal. Humiliating, yet liberating. There was no choice in this matter. You must obey. You must obey, sir. You must obey completely. It echoed in your head, even without me needing to tell you. Just a command was enough, just showing that I am in control. You followed. The carpets weren't very friendly to your knees, but you didn't care. You were in heaven. Not a place of pure bliss, but a place without worries, cares, or difficulties. A place without needing to wonder where to go or what to do. There were no doubts here. There were no choices here to think about. Just do. Just obey. I led you to the master bedroom. We couldn't let a slave pet sleep in the big beds now, could we? In there, I sat on the edge of the bed and looked at you, staring you to the floor, sitting, waiting. Moments passed. Somehow you felt yourself get empty and obedient just through that simple stare. You wanted me to talk. You wanted to hear that voice again that enslaved you so utterly and totally. But seeing my eyes right there in front of you was enough. You didn't even hear the snap of my fingers. Your mind was already blank. I spoke, but you didn't consciously hear. Words far in the distance of your conscious mind, hidden away for me to know and for you to find out. Wake. You blinked, then again. You felt something in your body that you couldn't quite explain, and part of your mind was reeling at the fact that something was happening that you didn't control. There was a moment of quiet again, as you waited for me to speak. But this time, the moment wasn't long and not in any way uncomfortable. You may undress me, my pet. Unsure for a moment, you were wondering if you were allowed off your knees to handle my upper body. A nod was enough to tell you that I was all right. Your fingers trembled slightly as you took off my shirt and t-shirt. Every movement of your body somehow appeared to light your own on fire. Every moment appeared to make you want to touch yourself. The texture of the fabric over your fingertips drove you crazy. You were starting to realize what some of the suggestions might have been. Getting down on your knees was a relief. Your knees were starting to buckle long before you were done with taking my t-shirt off completely. You sighed, and for a moment you were worried about dirtying Sir's floor with your arousal. But you weren't done. Not at all. It took all your will to undo my belt, unbutton my pants, and pull them down. The sound of the fabric running over my legs made you swoon with desire. You loved my sneaky ideas. Taking off my socks was a lot more fun than you'd thought. You even felt your own feet tickle with the sensations. But it was with the last item of clothing that you really wanted to sink to the floor in blissful pleasure. But it didn't work. Your fingers couldn't figure out how to hook around the edge. It's like your body was so aroused, so confused and sensitive that you couldn't make yourself to take off my boxers. Having trouble, my pet? My voice teasingly ringing in your ears, all resistance long forgotten. You almost begged me to be able to take it off. You'd been waiting for this for weeks, months. Had it been years? Please, sir, let Pet needs to obey, sir. Your legs were weak, your arms shivering with the pleasure going through your body. The fight for keeping control of your body a losing battle. Eyes looking up at me, so full of devotion. Please, sir, Pet obeys. And then, the words that before had made you swoon, orgasm, sleep, eat, almost everything and so much more. They made you feel controlled so many times over, you had long since lost count. I combined those simple words to tell you my approval, words spoken almost always with a soft smile to my lips, knowing that you needed to wait until I said them, knowing that you couldn't physically act until I spoke them. You may.